It's time for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup, and I'm joined by Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Charlotte. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. This week, we have a few opportunities. We start with an opportunity to take part in a survey for Adaptability Canada, a request to help out with research into the social and academic inclusion of visually impaired young people, and a reminder about the very active RNIB Connect Voices Facebook group. We start with the Adaptability Canada survey. Charlotte, this is an international request from our friends in Canada. What is the survey all about and how can people get involved?
Yes, so they are looking for blind and partially sighted people in the UK to take part in their global research. So Adaptability Canada, they are conducting some research to arm designers and decision makers with a better understanding of diverse human needs. Their aim is to remove barriers in physical and digital environments for people with invisible disabilities, including people who will have sight loss. So you can help by sharing your experiences of living with a vision impairment. This could be the challenges that you face daily and how you overcome these challenges. Maybe you have some recommendations for improvements that can be made to prevent or ease these barriers that you face. Well, Adaptability Canada would like you to share your experiences in their short survey. And to take part in the survey, you can email their designer, Devin, at dushanek at adaptabilitycanada.com. So I'll just repeat that email again. So Devin's email is dushanek at adaptabilitycanada.com.
And now we come to a request for parents and teachers to help out with research into the social and academic inclusion of young visually impaired people.
Yes, so we've been contacted by Dr. Manitza, who is a psychology researcher and assistant lecturer at Kingston University in London. And her research is about the social and academic inclusion of adolescents with or without vision impairment. So she would particularly like to hear from parents or teachers of children with a vision impairment between the ages of 12 and 14. And you would have to be willing to complete her short questionnaire. So if you would like to take part or receive some more information about the research and the questionnaire, then please do email Dr. Manitza. Her email is k17386020@kingston.ac.uk. Kingston is spelled K-I-N-G-S-T-O-N.
And finally, we come to the very active RNIB Connect Voices Facebook group. Charlotte, how easy is it for people to sign up to the Connect Voices Facebook group? And what opportunities have recently been posted up to the group that might entice people to join?
It is so easy to join the Facebook group, Toby. You just simply head over to Facebook if you are a member and search for RNIB Connect Voices. The group will be on that list. Join the group, answer joining questions, and you're in. And as you know, unfortunately, we're not able to share every research or involvement opportunity that we have on the radio. So the group is the best place to find our opportunities that we share every day. We've had some really interesting opportunities lately, including a call out for people with sight loss to speak at an event which is being run by NHS England to help improve the planning and delivery of eye care services. Members have also been asked to complete a survey about their experiences of living with nystagmus or their experiences of accessible packaging for skincare and beauty products. Members were also invited to vote on RNIB's new proposed designs for tactile watches. This was a particularly, you know, popular opportunity with our members because they were given the option to select, you know, which colour combinations they preferred from a range of designs, which we had, you know, image descriptions on to help members. And Yeah, we also had a call out to test the accessibility of the new Skyscanner app. So you might have heard of skyscanner.com for, you know, researching and finding cheap flights, you know, booking holidays. And the team at Skyscanner got in touch with us because they were looking for a member who uses an Android phone to test the accessibility of their app with a screen reader. And that was very popular as well. You know, they were only looking for one person. So it was a first come, first serve for that one.
And I believe we have a poll as well, which I think has just recently posted.
Yes, yes. So it launched recently and there's time to get involved with it. And it's quite exciting. I think we're all getting ready for Christmas now, and especially our marketing team are, and they want to hear what is on your Christmas lunch menu. So what is your favourite starter, main and dessert? Or if you don't particularly have a three-course menu, just what food do you eat on Christmas Day? And, you know, we're aware that, you know, people across the UK, they, you know, even if they don't celebrate Christmas, we all seem to enjoy the festivities and, you know, indulging in some food that we wouldn't eat on a normal day-to-day basis. So you can take part in this quick poll via either the Connect Voices Facebook group or just head over to www.rnib.org.uk, search for Connect Voices, and the link to the quick poll is on that page. Tell us what your favourite food is, and you can even upload some images of your favourite meals.
Wow, that's making me feel very hungry at the moment.
Yes, me too.
And Charlotte, do people want to find out more about the items we have just chatted about and how to get involved with RNIB Connect Voices, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
Yes, so you can go to the RNIB website, which is www.rnib.org.uk. And if you search for Connect Voices, we've got a web page on there with all the information about the online group. And there's also a few top opportunities listed on there as well, in case you're interested in taking part in those too.
Thank you, Charlotte Jones, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.